And at 8:38, we're taking a little break from the dark news for the next few minutes. We're taking another trip down sports memory lane with Darren Frehill. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. And before we get into today's memory, I just want to say to everyone who's getting in touch, please be patient. We are absolutely inundated with requests. We will get through them all, I promise you that. This morning, though, one of the most requested pieces of archive we've had this week, it's the 1986 Cheltenham Gold Cup, when Dawn Run created history, becoming the first and still the only horse, male or female, to win the Champion Chase and the Gold Cup. Now, the radio commentary is from Desi Scahill on RT Radio, and that's almost as famous as the race itself. But it's the fascinating story behind that win that I'm going to tell this morning. Just some background to it. The horse was owned by Mrs. Charmaine Hill. Dawn Run was trained by Paddy Mullins, father to Willie. But another son, Tony, was the jockey. Tony won 15 races on Dawn Run, but was stood down by the owner before the festival. Now, this is quite a story, folks. Listen carefully as Tony Mullins tells what it was like to stand on the sidelines on one of the sport's greatest days ever.
And Dawn Run leads, but only just from Run and Skip.
As a young horse, I started riding her and winning races on her, trained by my father.
And Dawn Run and Run and Skip, who've kept company through the first circuit, continue to do so.
We decided to go to Cheltenham in late January, you know, to give her a look at the Cheltenham fences. And unfortunately, I got unseated about five out. I remounted and finished fourth. I suppose Mrs. Hill felt that John Joe was a better replacement for the Gold Cup, and that's when it happened. I was devastated at the time, but what can be done?
Dawn Run is battling back into it, but it's Wayward Lad holding Dawn Run and Forgive and Forget. They're racing up towards the finish. Dawn Run is coming with every stride. Dawn Run is going to win the Gold Cup. Dawn Run has won it in the last stride from Wayward Lad.
I watched the race on the front lawn, just in front of where the finish is. A couple of English pressmen watching me from behind. I think they were hoping that I'd be giving out when she won. But you see, they forgot that it was also my family trying to win the Gold Cup. As disappointed as I was for myself, we were very excited to win the Gold Cup.
And the crowd go wild as this most courageous mare, Dawn Run, had battled back from sure defeat.
The race ended up being very exciting at the finish. I think had I ridden her, that nothing have ever got near me, and there mightn't have been half the same excitement.
And what of her magnificent trainer, Paddy Mullins?
People might find it amazing, but he never spoke about the jockeying up or jockeying down ever, to the day he died. I think we understood terrible injustice that I felt had happened to me, and he felt that as well. So it was never actually discussed, but I can tell you it hurt both parties.
And a delirious crowd greet John Joe O'Neill. The pressure was on John Joe. He was put in the hot seat after replacing Tony Mullins.
Well, after the Gold Cup, she went to Aintree and John Joe rode her, and she fell at the first. And then later in that week, I think John Joe got another fall, and when he was brought to hospital, one of the nurses noticed he had swollen lymphs under his arm. So he was diagnosed with cancer. I got back on the mare for the match, which was a race that was arranged in Punchestown between herself and Buckhouse, who was the champion chaser of the time. And she beat him again. Seven times that those two great horses met, Dawn Run beat him all seven times. It was a massive shock the day she just caught the top of a hurdle in France, broke her neck on landing. It was a massive, massive shock to everybody in Dunninga at the time. She has the unbelievable record of being the only horse, male or female, ever to win the Champion Hurdle and the Gold Cup.
We're all emotional here. I'm emotional. I've seen all the great ones in my lifetime, the Arkhams, the Captain Christies, but never a day like this.
Yeah, never a day like this indeed. Winner of the Champion Hurdle and the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Incredible history there. Thanks to Desi Scahill for his commentary, Pather Flanagan at the end there, and that remarkable tale from Tony Mullins. More next week.